Welcome to the Archer Institute blog, in audio. Today, we're talking about the article Working as an Agent's Representative in Melbourne, What to Expect.
And if you're thinking about getting into real estate, or you're already in and wondering what the first role really looks like day to day, this one is for you.
So let's start with the basics. An agent's representative is the entry point into a Melbourne real estate agency. You're on the front line. Buyers meet you at the open home, inquiries come through you, you're the one keeping listings moving.
Which sounds like a lot, is it?
It is busy. Saturdays in particular, because that's when most opens happen. The rest of the week builds towards that one day. You're preparing listings, following up leads, staying in touch with buyers and sellers.
So what does a typical week actually look like? Break it down.
The article lays out the core tasks. You help prepare properties to go to market, gather details, get campaigns ready. You run open homes, greet buyers, answer questions, record who came through. Then you follow up the people who showed interest, book inspections, keep them warm. And there's admin, keeping notes, paperwork, and the database tidy so nothing slips through.
The database stuff doesn't sound very glamorous.
It's not, but the article makes a sharp point about that. The habits that separate good agents from forgettable ones aren't the flashy ones. It's following up when you said you would, keeping accurate records, being the person a seller trusts with the biggest asset they own.
That's real. People remember who called them back.
Exactly. And those habits build a name in a suburb over time, which is worth more than any single sale.
Okay, so one thing I want to be clear on. You're not the licensed agent in this role, right?
Right. And that's a defining part of how the role works. An agent's representative doesn't hold the license. You work under the supervision of a licensed estate agent who carries the overall responsibility for the agency and its transactions.
So is that a constraint or is it actually fine when you're starting out?
The article frames it as a genuine positive. You learn the trade with someone experienced standing behind you rather than being thrown in to manage everything alone. You get to focus on the people side, the listings, the selling. The license holder carries the legal and compliance weight.
That makes sense. So what do you actually pick up in those first few months?
Quite a lot quickly. The article says within a few months, you learn to read what a buyer really wants, how to present a home so it shows well, and how to keep a deal moving when nerves set in on both sides.
Because deals do get wobbly, especially for first-time buyers.
They do, and having an experienced agent behind you while you work through that is genuinely useful.
All right, let's talk about the qualification. What do you actually need to start?
To register as an agent's representative in Victoria, you complete the CPP 41419 Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice. It's 18 units. It covers the practical and legal grounding the role needs, from working with clients to handling listings and sales correctly.
And Archer Institute delivers that course?
Yes, online and self-paced, so you can study around a current job and finish on your own timetable.
That matters a lot if you're working while you study.
For most people, it does. Once you have the qualification, the license side is handled by Consumer Affairs Victoria. The article says to confirm current requirements with them before you apply.
Good to flag. And where does the role go from there? Because agent's representative can't be the end point for everyone.
It's the first rung, not the ceiling. As you build experience and a track record, the natural next step is the CPP 51122 diploma and a full estate agent license. That lets you manage transactions independently and down the track, run or own an agency.
So there is a real path up from here.
There is. And Archer Institute has guides that map the whole progression from making the move from agent's representative to a full estate agent license through to how to become a real estate agent in Victoria more broadly.
So for someone sitting there asking, is this the right way in for me? What's the answer?
The article puts it plainly. If you like people, don't mind a busy Saturday, and want to learn a trade that pays more as you grow, it's a solid way in. You get hands-on experience from week one, supervised by someone who knows the ropes, with a clear path forward when you're ready.
And the first move is just getting the qualification.
That's it. Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog, and when you're ready to start, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1-800-069-273.
Thanks for listening.